Yeah, it was. You know, it was always going to be a game where, at the end, whatever happened, whether we won, lost, drew, it was more about our fans being able to come up and watch the game, last EFL League Two game for a while. It was nice to be able to say bye to them as well at the end of the game, and hopefully better times ahead.
Over 900, it's incredible, especially when you think how difficult it was for them to get tickets today.
Yeah, definitely, and how far they've had to come as well. You know, like I said earlier, at the beginning of the week, we weren't sure whether our fans were going to be able to watch the game, which was, you know, hugely disappointing. But I think they made the right decision and the right call. And as you can see, you know, to have 1,000 people come up to Blackpool, it's a credit to the fans, credit to the club. And, you know, I can't talk any higher of the fans. They've been brilliant since I've been in charge. And I've loved every minute of that aspect of it. They've been great. Hopefully, like I say, they'll have better times ahead.
They saw a game where Leighton Orient struggled in the first half, but what did you say at half-time? Because it was very different.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, we thought they were going to play a 4-1-4-1, which is what they've played for the last three or four games. I think Doncaster was the last time they played at a 3-5-2. So I think maybe they tried to do something different against us because they knew maybe wide areas where they could maybe cause us a problem, and we changed our system to work against their 4-1-4-1. Didn't really work, as long as we thought we might be able to contain them first half, but we let in a sloppy goal again, which we've had a habit of doing. Second half we said, you know, we'll match them up 3-5-2, keep the width, be able to get in behind their wing backs as well, if they were lazy, in which they were at times. They got caught and we managed to cause problems, you know, and Jans, you know, made a run from wide deep area and we managed to get a goal back, and then we got caught on the counter again when we lost possession in a silly position, really.
Must have been a big decision to put Jans back in the team after the mistake from last week, but he took the goal well.
Yeah, you know, I knew, you know, obviously I read and I see things, and I knew that Jans was getting a lot of stick. I think people have got to remember that it's been such an inconsistent season for everyone involved. You know, I mean, even for me this week, I had players that were playing on Thursday that couldn't come today, and then another player, you know, couldn't get here yesterday and today, and I had to change that. And
so, because they're injured.
One Parksy had a family issue, so he couldn't come, and Paul McCallum just felt that. He wasn't well on Thursday, so he wasn't at a training session, and then he turned up on the Friday, and I'd already basically started to put things together with the team. I didn't want to sort of come up this far possibly to be on the bench, so it's a decision that I had to make, and we had to talk together, and we came to a decision that he would stay behind. But there's been lots of things throughout the course of the season, especially over the last 2 months, which have been very difficult. So with Jans, coming back to Jans, you know, he's had an injury for a while, and when he has played on the few occasions, he's played poorly at times, and he's been judged on it. But I've played the game myself, and I've made mistakes in games, and I've had, you know, a bad run of games, and yeah, can you possibly look like a bad player at times? I think it was only fair for me to say, you know what, he's made a mistake. For me to take someone out because they've made a mistake or two in the few games that I've had would be wrong. And I wanted to give him that chance. I thought he performed okay today and he got the goal. But yeah, you know, I'm a little bit like that as a manager. I like to, you know, everyone makes mistakes, not just footballers.
Not so long ago, Leighton Orient was 6 points clear of Newport County. They've stayed up. Why have they been so successful and the likes of Orient and Hartlepool haven't?
Well, I think in January they brought in 10 players or something like that. So if you let players go and you don't replace them, it becomes very difficult, and you're having to depend on young players that are good players but not quite ready yet and don't have the know-how how to win games at times, where we've come up against a lot of teams that we've played against and the only thing that's beaten us is know-how. You know, so it makes a big difference when you haven't got senior players in the team that know how to play the game well and have played for a long period of time. So yeah, if players are going to leave, you need to bring players in, and we didn't do that.
What's next, both for yourself and Leighton Orient now?
For me, in all honesty, you know, I want to be here next year. Whoever's here, and I want to bring this team back up. You know, I've already been planning and prepping myself, as you do, because if I am here and I'm not planning and prepping, then I'll be in trouble. So I've got everything in place that I need to be. That's what I want to do. Obviously, if a new owner comes in, or if our owner now stays, things need to become clear that for everybody. I think that's just the biggest problem at the moment. There's no real direction at the moment. No one knows where they're going. I think now just the season's finished, and I don't think there's nowhere else to sort of, there's nothing else to wait for.